855 453. That is the SACL toll free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
Jenny Ray.
855 453. And here on Free Talk Live, we take your calls. Let's go to Dude in, calling from South Texas. Dude, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's David, not Dude. I guess
it's Dude now, dude.
Yes, Dude.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, about the prison thing, the part of the problem is that, you know, the whole with the whole political system is all interconnected. And, you know, the prisons, if you have private prisons with a political system, you know, they'll try and lobby for more things that'll, you know, increase their funding for getting stuff from the government. I mean, they're not really private because where do you think they get their money from, you know?
Right. They're just participating in the monopoly system, and
yeah.
You know, it's sad, but that's how these things work. They're really just lobbyists, you know?
Yeah, dude, yeah. I'm so glad you called because my thought had escaped me earlier that I was trying to make, and it was basically that, yeah, private prisons are only an extension of the public prisons that we have. It's just they're paid for in a different way. And I think one of the most important things that it does is it reduces the transparency of the whole system, because now instead of the public prison system being public, where you can ostensibly you can get info you want from a Freedom of Information Act, if now we're just cutting a check to a private organization to cage our criminals, I don't know that FOIA requests will draw any water in that arena.
Well, so you know, bringing up the Freedom of Information request, you know, they don't. Because of all, you know, everything they have is, you know, they don't really tell you everything when they get it. So even if you put in a freedom of information, you know, it may not tell you all the information that you need to know anyways.
Yeah, because privatization really is just the government's monopoly being doled out to different folks.
Right. The politically connected.
And I don't know how to go from one place to the next. Go ahead, dude.
Well, another thing is that with the we have sort of a culture of violence, I want to say, sort of, because, I mean, you have the government, and then you have the whole compulsory schooling thing where, you know, kids are put into that. And then something that Brett talks about a bit is people don't want to address past injustices against them. Like, they don't want to, you know, they say the whole, you know, it was good enough for me thing, sort of thing. Because then he sort of says that makes them confront it, say, well, that was, you know, the way they treated me, that was really bad, you know? And so, you know, you can't really say that. It's hard for me to put it in words. Just, I don't think, maybe without this whole, well, even without the whole government system, you'd have less criminals in general, not just, I mean, less violent criminals also, because you'd have less people that are being subjected to this sort of environment. Do you understand what I mean?
I think it's very difficult to articulate these particular issues, because the sort of the foundational institutional violence is wrapped so deeply and tightly into our society that we can't even visualize what it might be like to have a system where it's not a monopoly, where people get to choose with whom they do business and with whom they associate, and they don't have to pay for, you know, this government program or that government program. And I think it's very difficult to paint that picture. And it, with prisons, it shows, because it's a foundational kind of role of the government. This is one of the four pillars. Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it. That people sort of articulate about government, especially the small government folks. It's always cops, courts, causeways, and killers. It's the government must have control of these people. If it's you know, the military and the roads and the policing apparatus and the judicial apparatus, that people can't even envision a world where those organizations aren't controlled by a bunch of unaccountable bureaucrats that'll do whatever they want with them, historically speaking. You just take a look, and they'll do whatever they want in those areas and get away with it. And if you don't give them the funding for the other programs they want, then they'll start withholding in those areas. Oh, The sequester. We want to, you know, the sequester's a little bit of ramp down. It's like some tiny percentage of an increase that, you know, they were talking about in Washington. Oh, we're going to have to cut roads and firemen and police officers. Wait a minute. When was the last time the federal government handed out firemen and police officers? That's a local function, but they sure threaten it because that's what government does every time. Oh, no, we couldn't possibly get rid of 1% of the waste that we have going on in our bureaucracy. We have to cut out roads. Sorry, all the roads will be closed.
What strikes me about this discussion that we're having now is that government waste, government inefficiency, government bumbling is one of the most common beliefs that we have, that Americans have. It's something that seemingly everybody agrees on.
Politician is synonymous with liar and thief.
Exactly. And yet, when it comes to the things that are most valuable to us, that is where we feel like we have to have government oversight and government control. It's very interesting. For example, me dad is a supporter in the past of the Republican Party. I think that likely he still is. I grew up, I got my political theory bred from Rush Limbaugh, and dad talks a great game about how you can't tax your way into prosperity. That's something that I remember him saying from way back. But the things that are most important to him are the military, and he couldn't conceive of a private military or private defense, and the safety of his skin and his family is very important to him.
Sure it is.
So he will advocate for government control of that stuff.
And it's constitutional, but I think that if you take a look, now military spending is half of this government discretionary spending. Half of government discretionary spending. That's an incredible portion. Now, discretionary spending doesn't include Social Security, Medicare, and a couple of other things, but it's a large portion of what is spent. The United States government could cut its military funding by 85%. I'm going to repeat that one more time. The United States government could cut its military spending by 85% and still have the most well-funded military on the planet.
Wow.
Right. That just goes to show the incredible amount of money that's put into the military here in the United States. And they'll constantly, you watch out, they'll get you, they're bad. Then people from the foreigners will kill you dead. And I mean, they're constantly fear-mongering for more and more military spending. But if you take a look at the charts, the Fraser Institute and the Heritage Foundation both have charts of economic freedom. Heritage Foundation, by the way, is a conservative think tank, not a libertarian think tank. And the United States comes in 8th and 18th, Heritage and Fraser, in that order. 8th in the world on the Heritage Foundation and 18th in the world on economic. This is economic liberty, freedom in the area of the economy. The United States used to be
the land of
one.
The free.
Yeah, and not anymore. And you've got to ask yourself, why is that? And I'll tell you the reason, flat out. It's military spending. If all these European countries that have the you know, free medicine and all the other social welfare programs they have it because the United States taxpayer carries the burden of sort of keeping the seas you know, navigable and that kind of thing. We pay for all of that. They pay for all their citizens, you know, health care and stuff. And then everybody, you know, all the liberal types want it here. Well, you can't have it because the fact is that, you know, all the money's been spent already. It's just not possible. The United States outsources violence. That's what it is. It is the world's empire. 855-453. If you have another view on this, I'd love to hear it, because that's the conclusion I've come to.
Yeah, I got some pie-in-the-sky views about violence.
855-450-FREE.
I'm Nick Sobolewski. a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 1st, 2013. Gold open this morning at $1239.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1272.45, $636.23 for a half ounce, or $318.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $1272.45, $636.23, and $318.11.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Jonathan Ray.
855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. If you just send us a friend request, is that what it's called? I don't know. Anyway, make contact with us on Skype. Our little name there is lrn.fm. Send us a contact request, and then you can just call in on Skype, and it sounds great. Again, that's lrn.fm. I have been losing weight over the past few weeks by taking a product called Axia 30. And it's great. I mean, frankly, I haven't changed my lifestyle in any way, shape, or form. And I've been losing weight. It's been about 9 weeks, and I've lost about 6 pounds. I understand. You know, not fireworks. This isn't the grapefruit diet or anything like that. But I've done nothing different. I'm not changed my life at all. I'm still eating whatever I want to eat. I'm, you know, I'm living my life the same way. The only thing that's changed is this pill, and it doesn't make me sort of freaked out and weird like some of these diet pills can. It doesn't have a stimulant in it that I've been able to notice, and I'm very, very sensitive to these sorts of things. The company, Chamonix, that makes the pills, Axia 30, they specialize in sort of all-natural stuff, so you can trust the ingredients. They've got a full 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose the weight, you get your money back. It's that easy. They've been in business a long time. You can trust the guarantee. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. And if you call now, you'll get a free month of Axia 30 absolutely free with your order. That makes it pretty easy, 800-543-6613. Now, that free bottle is only offered through this telephone number, and that's, you know, so that's, if you go on the internet and you look for Axia 30, you're not going to get the free bottle offer. 800-543-6613. So, Johnny Ray, we're talking about things that people would make illegal if they could, and I saw one on the Reddit here that I thought was pretty good, which was putting police sirens in radio commercials.
Uh-huh.
I think this is the most inappropriate and irresponsible thing to do. To put a police siren in your radio commercial, no. I don't accept it. I won't allow it. Never, never, never on Free Talk Live.
People listen to the radio while they drive. They hear a police siren. That could be dangerous.
Yep. People start looking around, they take their eyes off the road. I just don't accept it. I did have to do one time, I did kind of the old English kind of police siren. I had to do it for the commercial.
Uh-huh.
So I used a siren that people might identify off of TV as being a police siren, but not like a real-life police siren.
Uh-huh.
And also cars honking. No horns honking. I don't accept that either. Not on the radio.
Yeah, and you know what, Mark? I think that speaks to the danger of having the police presence on the roads being so prevalent, so ubiquitous, so overwhelming.
Well, either way, I mean, if they have a siren, they're still gonna, even if they're not that common, and you put a siren on your in your radio commercial, they're still gonna alert people.
Well, I'm just gonna use this as an opportunity to bash the police.
Apparently, go ahead.
When I'm driving and I see a cruiser parked on the side of the road, what I do as I pass that cruiser is I stop looking through the windshield. I stop looking where I'm going, and I immediately start scanning my rearview mirror to see what that cop's going to do after I've passed him. Because seeing the police, what do you do, listener? What do you do? What kind of feeling do you get when a cruiser pulls in behind you? Do you feel safe? Mark, do you feel safer when
I usually feel like, uh-oh, what am I going to get caught doing? And, you know, I think that most of us are breaking some kind of rule on the road at some point or another.
Yeah, I think that if anyone who says they don't feel a sense of dread when a police officer gets behind them on the road, I think most people would be lying. I know that's how I feel.
I've also heard another interesting posit here on what we could make illegal is lawyers being politicians. If lawyers weren't politicians, and you might have more of this sort of citizen government that maybe the founders imagined initially.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's an interesting theory. I do think that when it comes to lawyers being politicians, that it's just, I mean, they basically have a monopoly at this point. They write the laws that feed their profession.
Right. Right. There were a lot of contributions on this Reddit thing about commercials. So, Mark, you just brought up one, no police sirens on radio commercials. And the next one that I have is commercials being louder than the TV show. So you're watching television, and there's a really poignant moment. you know, a lot of drama, a lot of tenderness. And then, bye, 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 come on down to Crazy Bob's, RV sales, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Yes, so this is why, the reason they do that is because the channel knows that if they turn up the volume a little bit, you're more likely to pay attention. It's a cheap way to get you to pay attention to the ad. And, yeah, I don't think they should do it, and I don't know how the market would really identify when you're basically watching things for free for the commercials. It's frustrating, but you know, that's the way it is. Now, when you're on DirecTV, I think you've got a much better argument, or, you know, your cable or whatever. Look, people, I'm paying you. I don't need to be hit like this. When you're sort of on broadcast television, really, I mean, you know, it's free. What do you want?
Right, right. You get what you pay for, right?
I guess.
And that speaks to, something speaks to this notion. Never mind, I'm going to abandon that idea and move on to the next Reddit contribution. And it is tin cans that don't interconnect. And what this guy was saying was cans
should stack,
like canned vegetables, canned meat. It should all, there should be a standard, and they should all stack together.
You know, I was kind of wondering about aluminum cans. Now, you have Pepsi, you have Coke, you have Royal Crown. There's a variety of other sort of smaller producers of aluminum cans, beer companies also. And by and large, leaving out Michelob Ultra, they're all the same, almost all the same. How is it that, is that the perfect size for an aluminum can? Is that the shape that uses the least amount of aluminum? I don't really understand why every aluminum can, besides Michelob Ultra.
Wait, are Michelob Ultras like slimmer, more slender?
They're slim.
Virginia Slim style
they are
beer cans?
That way, exactly.
Okay.
But why are they all the same? Is it because they demand, somebody demanded a standard at some point or another? Is it so that grocers can stack them? Or is it because it's the perfect size that uses the least amount of aluminum? I don't know.
Yeah, I suspect that it's an industry standard that came about voluntarily by the industry.
Industries aren't great with voluntary standards, I've got to say. I mean, think about cell phone companies and their headsets or their chargers.
Uh-huh.
Prior to the federal government stepping in and saying you must use a micro USB as a charger a couple few years ago, they all had a different one. And you, every time you get a new cell phone, you have to buy a new charger, a new headset.
Really? So that was a federal guideline, huh?
Yeah. I got to say, you know, I don't like most laws, but
that hurts.
I kind of like that one.
That hurts.
855, 450 free.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call to talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about a sort of an interesting Reddit post here about what people would make illegal if they had the opportunity. And I think that this really speaks to the soul of most people because, you know, we all live together in this little spinning clod of mud. And the actions of others can be irritating. And the way that we've, you know, come to deal with those folks that we don't like so much.
Gee, dear, there ought to be a law.
There ought to be a law. Real quick, I want to tell you about a great Bitcoin site. It's called blockchain.info. Blockchain.info is a site where I have, where I keep Bitcoins, and I use it for my online Bitcoin wallet. They have apps for Androids and iPhones. I've got an Android. I use it through there, too. And thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain, the FBI, or the NSA, they never have access to your money. So the website itself, or anybody else, never has access to your money. In fact, if you're careful, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. The blockchain wallet has tools to allow you to easily send or receive your Bitcoins anonymously. Also, it's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users and get a blockchain account. It's free. Blockchain.info. Get your Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Blockchain is where I keep my Bitcoins. Let's talk about Bitcoins for just a moment.
All right.
There's over the past 2 weeks,
yeah,
3 weeks.
It's been pretty miserable for Bitcoin pricing.
It's just been a slow sort of downward trend of the price.
Yep.
Now, I personally think that it's approaching its... That this is a natural price for it.
Okay.
And I am optimistic, wildly optimistic about the future of Bitcoins, but I don't think that this is an exogenous thing. I don't think this is this price lowering is some kind of outside shock. I think this is a natural, I think this is reflecting the true value of Bitcoins right now, and I'm fine with it. I'm kind of happy about it. I think it's a good opportunity to buy, especially for somebody who feels like they missed out on the on an opportunity to buy in. I think this is a second chance for them. And I think that because of the U.S. dollar and where it comes from and how it's being printed into oblivion, and that goes for any fiat currency around the world, I think Bitcoin or something like it is the future. And I think that you should buy at 70. I think it's at $72 a coin right now.
Yeah, sorry to blow your whole theory out of the water here, but it's jumped about $6 since you've been since we started the show. So there you go.
Oh, that's cool.
You can get your blockchain wallet at blockchain.info.
Yeah, and I'm not an expert in money, and I just
nobody's
said
an expert in bitcoins.
Yeah, I just said I think that you should buy, and I'm. That's a personal thing, and I'm not an expert.
Yep. Well, I'm bullish on bitcoins too. I think that they've got a. The fact is that whatever the price may be, and it fluctuates a lot, the bitcoins do what they say they're going to do. They allow you to have complete control over your bank account. They allow you to send and receive money with very low rates or free, depending on how you want to do it. And that's if bitcoins just take business from the gambling sites out there, because, you know, the fact is governments around the world don't want their citizens gambling, including the United States government, online, and bitcoins make it possible for you to gamble online with impunity. They also make it possible for drug users to get illegal drugs in much safer fashion, both the drug's quality and just you're never going to get hit over the head by doing a business deal through the mail. And, bitcoins make it possible for people to do that, too. Also, they allow people to send and receive money in nations around the world where you can't do that. So there are nations that, you know, I can't send somebody a Western Union, and bitcoins, I can send them that. Plus the fact that Western Union charges you an arm and a leg, and bitcoins are virtually free.
Bitcoins are incredibly liberating. They have the potential to be incredibly liberating. At one time, I thought the Free State Project was the last best hope for freedom in the world. And I think Bitcoin may have supplanted that.
I tend to agree with you on that statement. We'll see how history treats both the Free State Project and the Bitcoin. By the way, if you're interested in what the Free State Project is, the Free State Project is an idea to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one particular place. That place is New Hampshire. And to see what people who believe that that they're willing to work towards put the fullest practical effort towards the creation of society in which the maximum role of civil government is protection of life, liberty, and property. And we'll see what that does, because I'm very interested. The Free State Project, we've had some successes here in New Hampshire, and I hope that those successes increase exponentially.
Sure. Yeah, we've got something like a little under 2,000 early movers. You know that number better than I do.
Well under, yeah. It's more like 1,200 people in state, and some of those aren't actually movers because they were here before New Hampshire was chosen. So if you want to get involved, go to freestateproject.org, get registered today.
But the influence of those 1,200 people is way outsized to just the raw numbers.
Think about it. The average person doesn't vote, and a person's vote doesn't statistically matter for much. Really what matters is people who are politically active, and people that are politically active, or people who are active in media or active in some other way. People that are active, most people aren't when it comes to these ideas. So, you know, a person who is incredibly powerful.
Yeah, I work in Massachusetts a lot, and I heard on NPR, NPR show out of Boston, I hear them talking about the Free Staters up in New Hampshire. It's amazing.
Makes news. What else should be illegal besides Free Staters?
Dog breeding.
Dog breeding.
The contributor here works at a shelter for animals, an animal shelter. And what they see is a lot of pit bulls coming in, and the pit bulls are impossible to unload because people are afraid of pit bulls. And these pit bulls have been bred by people out in the suburbs wanting to sell the pit bulls, and the pit bulls make their way to the shelter, and people are afraid of them, and they end up getting euthanized.
Okay. I don't know how many dogs are getting euthanized, but I have a certain amount of experience in the dog breeding world and the shelter world. And, you know, most shelters have don't have very many dogs compared to cats. The cat population is significantly higher than the dog population. And a lot of the dogs that are at shelters aren't just, it's not just a problem placing them. They're a problem dog. Either they'll guard food, and so they can't be in a, you know, I mean, what do you do with a dog that guards food?
Put a bullet in his head.
Well, that, I mean, you know, if you have a toddler and you've got a choice between a mauled toddler and a dog that guards food, that's really a position that somebody needs to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got problems with dogs, a variety of different reasons. I'm not ready to say that if we stopped dog breeding, this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ludicrous that somehow all the dogs that need homes would suddenly get them. I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think it's patently ludicrous. I was just at a dog show a couple of days ago, first one I've been to in decades. My mother is a handler more than anything. She hasn't bred dogs in decades. But she likes to go to dog shows, and she'll show dogs and that kind of thing. And we went to hang out with her, and my son got to see a dog show and enjoyed it. And people like, you know, breeds of dogs. It's no different than breeds of horses or breeds of cats. I mean, some people want specialties breeds, and some people don't.
Yeah, I'll go on the record as saying that I don't think dog breeding should be illegal. The future is coming upon us rapidly, Mark, and genetics will not be the kind of barrier that it has been since for the entire history of the world.
You saying I'm finally going to get that miniature elephant pet that I've been looking for?
Yes.
Excellent.
But genetics is I want to talk about this after the commercial break.
All right, 855-450 free talk live. Your thoughts on pet breeding?
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, score doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Hey folks, with summer vacation planning in full swing, have you thought about travel insurance? Our loyal sponsor, Travel Guard, offers valuable coverage that travels with you and your family. Travel Guard's available 24/7 with several plans to choose from. Covering medical emergencies and evacuations, travel delays and trip cancellations, lost luggage and more, Travel Guard's your lifeline away from home. Visit TravelGuard.com or RudyMaxa.com.
Coverage limited by the terms and condition of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union and Fire Insurance Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Non-insurance services provided by Travel Guard Group Incorporated.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about, but we've been talking about a whole bunch of different stuff that people on Reddit want to make illegal.
A grab bag, a real grab bag.
I think that's exactly what it is. It's a grab bag. 855-450-FREE. And speaking of grab bags, you can go get free episodes of Free Talk Live going back close to a decade. There are many, many years, and at archives.freetalklive.com. Just go there, get what you want, download it. We don't charge anything. I know that's pretty unusual in the area of talk radio, but we don't do it. 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Just touching on dog breeding there, and it's gotten a bad name over the last few years, the idea of breeding dogs. And certainly, there are people out there that have no business breeding animals, that they breed weak animals, they breed sick animals, they breed them in bad conditions, they treat their animals poorly. But, people want to have specialty breeds. When I went to these dog shows, many of these people that handle the dogs are the people that breed them too. There's a difference between sort of a puppy mill and a dog breeder, and I don't think people understand the difference. These people love their animals. Their animals are very well taken care of. They've got, there was several purveyors of dog vitamins there.
Uh-huh.
People that hate their animals are not buying them vitamins. There are all kinds of specialty leashes and collars and toys and everything you can imagine. Yeah, these people transport their animals in cages. It's the most convenient and safe and humane way to transport their animals. And I think some of them probably leave their animals in cages too much. I don't think you should have a dog if you're going to keep it locked up half of its life in a cage. But that's my opinion, and other people have different opinions. So I don't think because somebody wants a specialty breed that they're a bad person.
Yeah, I love animals. I've always loved dogs, and I'd love to own one, but I'm not going to get a dog until I've got a house out in the country where I can let that dog go run out and run through the woods and live the way sort of God intended it.
God intended him to have ticks?
Yes, God intended. The ticks got to eat too, Mark. Come on now.
The ticks up here have Lyme disease.
Don't be mean. So the idea that I've been scrambling to try and organize is about genetics. Genetics are the biggest determinant of the unfolding of the animal kingdom throughout world history.
Oh, sure.
Genetics are so important to human life and human progress. The greatest thing that a guy can do to ensure that he stays cancer free through his life and has good health is to be born to the right parents.
Well, as though one has the control over that. Yep.
So So I think that it's important that we should be able to practice eugenics on animals. And by that, I don't mean exterminating failed eugenic experiments or failed, you know, breeding experiments. I just mean that dog breeding is fine. We should be able to do it. We've learned so much from it. And until we come to the point where we can tailor our genes the way that we want to, dog breeding, animal breeding, you know, this happens on the farm. This happens. This is just another version of plant eugenics. Yep. That has created
selection
corn for
is,
us.
By the way, the term that has always been used for this.
Okay, that's instead of eugenics.
The term natural selection. Well, because breeders always understood, Charles Darwin used the term natural selection because breeders at the time understood what selection was. They knew that you would take the best animals, breed them together in order to get the best traits.
Corn used to be, it was more like a grass.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at a stalk of grass and when it buds and the seeds come off it, you imagine that with the sort of the seed pods, the tiny little rows of seeds up on the top of the stalk of grass. That's what corn used to be, and then it was slowly bred by our primitive agricultural scientists up to our more modern agricultural scientists, and now we have corn that's a giant ear of corn that will feed a man. And
it's getting there.
Yeah,
I can put down several, by the way.
And that's because we haven't been afraid to experiment with genes, and that's one of the reasons why we're so vastly much more healthy than we were back in the old days, and why our life expectancy is so much longer.
Let's hear some more things that they think ought to be illegal on Reddit.
Very good. False advertising.
False advertising. I think that is something that's considered to be illegal, right? I mean, saying that your product does something when it doesn't. By the way, most likely to be turned in by your competition.
Yeah, there are certainly laws against false advertising. And this is a great example of this feeling that I kept coming back to as I read this Reddit page, which is that sentiment, there ought to be a law, it makes us intellectually lazy. You know, I would rather have a world where false advertising is totally legit, and there's nothing a guy can do to you to prevent you by force of arms, if you will, to prevent you from advertising false claims about your product. I think that by having a world where you're allowed to say whatever you want, we strengthen the populace. We strengthen their minds. If somebody is responsible for their own self to determine what is a good buy for them and what isn't, and they have to do their own research, or they have to go to a trusted source.
Well, I think that's the point, Johnny Ray, is that it's going to be very short. Assuming the governments around the world, for whatever reason, got out of the business of making it illegal to make false claims in your advertisement, you would see very quickly an authority spring up in there that people would trust. Suddenly, Consumer Reports would be a very popular brand. You know, the claims in this ad were approved by Consumer Reports. And at that point, then, you know, that would then Consumer Reports would be essentially the international authority or whatever.
Yeah, I think the reason that there are so many gulls in the world, so many people who will just eat up these claims for products that don't work, is partly because we have a regulatory environment that makes people believe that what they're hearing is real, what they're hearing is true and accurate, when so often it isn't. And you can't make a system that is going to protect people from stupidity, because the purveyors of the products will find a way around it, will find a way through the regulatory environment to strike at the ignorant.
Well, I think that I like the idea of trademarks, and sort of, you know, that's where I believe intellectual property is at its strength. And let me give you an example for a second. If a company, say, says that these messages were approved by Consumer Reports, and they weren't, then they really devalue the companies that are using, you know, a third-party certification system to say that their product is good. And then it's very difficult for the consumer to know what's true and what's not. So if, for instance, you know, Consumer Reports, that's a trademark. Your name, for perhaps, is a trademark. This product is approved by Johnny Ray. Well, no, I didn't approve that product. Who's saying I did? That guy is there. And I think that you have a claim, or at least the consumer has a claim, that they're being lied to. Fraud is being perpetrated. I think people should be able to sue if fraud has been perpetrated. That's what I think. So if somebody comes on and says, take these pills and you'll grow wings, and it doesn't work, then I want my money back, and I should be able to sue in order to get it.
Red Bull gives you wings. Just ask Julia, sometime co-host of Free Talk Live.
She is a fan of the stimulants. Let's go on with the next one.
Very good. Improperly installed headlights. You ever been driving down the road, Mark, and had one of these blue xenon headlights glaring in your face?
I can they even install headlights improperly anymore?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, back in the old days, they were always adjusted wrong. You know, they'd be pointing off in the wrong directions and that kind of thing. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure that's still the case, that you need to do you've got an adjusting screw on your headlights.
Okay.
And what you do is you drive up, you put some new headlights in, you point them at your garage door, and then you follow the factory specifications to get them tuned to just the right angle.
Those kind of things I generally just leave to the experts. It's just easier.
I'm pretty sure. I've definitely replaced bulbs. I guess I have.
I certainly have replaced bulbs.
I guess I've never replaced a whole unit before.
It's oftentimes it used to be easier to replace like the rear lights, but not the front ones.
Yeah, but insofar as anything should be illegal, I can get on board with this one. Cause that's dangerous to have people blaring, shining their lights in your face on the highway.
855-450-FREE. What do you think ought to be illegal? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.